Back this week for our biweekly chat with Warden Don McKay ahead of the evening edition returning of County Council this week. Give us an idea of some of the things that people can expect. I know with Mayor Lessef announcing his resignation, which we talked about last time, but that's coming up at the end of this month, you're taking on some added responsibilities, I guess, as he takes off.
Well, certainly to begin with, credit to Mayor Lessef. He has been a wonderful asset to the county, bringing the full resources of Tillsonburg, helping us understand how we can extend our county services to build that community. And as that community is stronger, we're all stronger. So much credit to him. Anyone interested in seeing him in action for his last meeting, by all means, Wednesday night, 7 o'clock, welcome. One of the key positions he's held, though, for the region is chair of the South Central Ontario region, or the SCORE region, five counties, Brant, Norfolk, Oxford, Middlesex, and Elgin, kind of the Sand Plains initiative, and focused on the economic development opportunities, regional versus just local. And obviously with his resignation, there'll be a spot to be filled. And so Oxford County in the report, and it'll be a council decision, but have me fill in on the board level, not as chair, but on the board level for these last 6 months.
Kind of an added commitment is that to you? You're not only responsible for what's going on in your own township, but also with county council matters and whatever other various duties and tasks that you already have. You know, when you add something like this, for instance, how much more attention do you need to pay to, let's say, adding new things to what's already going on for you personally?
Well, it certainly adds because, yes, you start out as an elected official in your own local municipality, and then as the mayor, you're also on county council, and then have the privilege of leading county council as the warden. But then as the warden, you also have regional opportunities. So I sit on the Western Ontario Wardens Caucus, actually chair the Southwest Economic Alliance, which is the SWEA, which covers everything basically from Waterloo West, so much broader, and now this SCORE region. So the content of the SCORE agenda is certainly very familiar, something we can, in the short term, make sure we advocate for the interests of Oxford. But it does add a few more meetings to be scheduled in. But we look forward to the challenge because especially Oxford County sitting, you know, kind of central to southwestern Ontario, and we're given that privilege of having representatives on these boards for the betterment of our local community.
A couple things on this week's agenda. One, I guess there's, to varying degrees, different relationships that we have with the neighboring counties as far as how we provide EMS service, because sometimes it'll be a unit from Oxford, which is actually the first or closest available to, let's say, an emergency situation. You have agreements with some counties, but others you don't. An opportunity to reach something with Elgin here.
Certainly the relationship on EMS is 50-50 funding, 50% from the local property tax, 50% from the province. But ideally, and for the benefit of all citizens, EMS is dispatched centrally. So the nearest available unit responds to make sure that people that need ambulance service get to it, regardless of where the boundary lines are. What happens, though, is that 50% that's funded from the local, is that even, or are we, in essence, subsidizing a neighbor municipality? So through the Western Ontario Wardens, we agreed in principle that really, why don't we just reconcile the end of the year for our local portion of that? We've got agreements with some, and now we're asking for Elgin. It's not as simple as just Elgin and Oxford being good neighbors because, of course, Elgin, if they enter into it, need an agreement with Chatham-Kent. Otherwise, they're going to be out dollars. But if everyone participates, it works out fairly evenly.
One other note, and that is that the Acting Medical Officer of Health this week will be reiterating some of the needs for having a health impact assessment for the Southwestern landfill proposal. That was a big item on the agenda a few sessions back. It's back this week.
Certainly, if people are following the large landfill proposal in their terms of reference, they're not wanting to address nearly as intensely as Oxford County wants address the health impact assessment. And so it's back in front of County Council, and hopefully we'll get the public support behind this and all the area municipalities. This is critical for us. It's not just will it cause. does it have the potential? And I think this is what the community has asked us to do. We're certainly taking our lead from our medical officer of health, and we look forward to council endorsement of this important resolution.
Well, Heart FM will be at this week's edition of County Council when it gets back for its evening session on Wednesday, and we'll see you there. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Warden Don McKay for another week.